All right. Gonna watch. See how this thing runs. It's windy, so I don't know if there's gonna be a lot of wind noise. Up and down a road. Got too much traffic on it at all. Never a problem. Oh. It's, I find it kind of interesting. It's a lot of trees. Wonderful and something that would bless me or help me or that I would be okay at or that I need to do. Sometimes it's just a need thing. You know, a certain amount of progress. Toward better living, I think. And that's why people say, well, your church isn't true, blah, blah, blah. And you go, but even if you don't believe any of it, if you don't think God's part of it, let me tell you, living life like a Latter-day Saint tends to live, it's going to make you a better person. And can I be honest? That has its own rewards. Just naturally. It was like when, you know, people pillory Joseph Smith. You should belong to that church because Joseph Smith was a gold digger, he was a treasure hunter, he was married to teenage girls, kind of a twisted polygamous sort. responses, putting Joseph Smith aside, is becoming a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, living the standards, trying to be what the LDS Church wants, encourages, it's not really a want, just encouragement to be. I said, why not? Even if you don't believe any of it. Byproducts and participating in organizations who were founded or even currently being run by just totally detestable people. I'm sure people would say, you're touching a McDonald's hamburger, and the guy who runs McDonald's right now is a terrible person. And it's like, who cares? The only problem is I don't have a problem with Joseph Smith. I think he's perfectly fine as a prophet. I know other people go, oh no, I can't. Yeah, of course, those are people that don't have prophets. So it's easy. They can skirt the whole thing of human fallibility. Problems, stuff like that, and it's like, you know, that's cute that you can do that, and you can pat yourself on the back for how brilliant you are, for not having to worry about imperfect people. I think it's interesting that they paint a picture of Jesus Christ that's borderline impossible. And I often wonder how upset and angry they're going to be when they run against Jesus Christ. He's a fat guy. Would that bother you? And, you know, people think along those lines. Of course, they scream, how dare you say such a thing about the perfect being? And you're going, what about being fat would take away from his ability to atone for your sins? What about being fat would any less obedient? But, you know, it's like, it isn't even a question of what Christ really did. It's this picture of Christ that we all get, that he, like some Superman, I don't mean like the physique, you know, Superman in robe, comes in, makes everything right, gives you a big hug, plants a little sloppy kiss on your cheek, and off the run after the next guy. What makes you think that's actually right? When I read the New Testament, let's putting aside the Old Testament, which all Christians do, and they must do in their eternal hatred of the Old Testament God, who isn't very nice. That's okay. I don't think Jesus is particularly nice of a person. He's not a nice person. There was a whole thing about the difference between being nice and being kind. And Christ is a hard kind, because he'll tell you what you've got to do to pull it together. He tries to explain something to you, and you go, oh, I don't get it, which was typically what the apostles would say. And trust me, it'd be what I would say, too. I'm not giving the apostles crap for not being smart enough. Golly. Well, some of the things Christ talked about were just flat confusing. And he didn't know what he meant. And then Christ would go, you don't understand what I mean, do you? You walk with me all the time and you still don't get it. You still don't even know who I am. The only thing that the apostles were really left with was the stories he told, which some of them wrote down. And the fact that he was resurrected. He came back from the dead. And that was what the apostles had to tell. And that's really all that anyone has to tell about Jesus Christ. Other than that, we're all just putting our trust in him that he's going to do what he said. And then we get these weird things about, oh, a prophet has to behave like this and that, this and that. And they go, man, you guys should read about Elijah. Elijah was a troublemaker. He was... He had problems. Of course, you know, we try to clean all these people up and say that they're better people. Jews, I think, you do a better job of saying, he's just a guy. Was he a prophet, though? Of course, now, you know, the modern Jew probably attributes all this to storytelling, or many of them do. I don't know anything about Jews. I'm an Aaronite priest that hasn't been in the company of the Jewish culture at all. My great grandfather abandoned Judaism as something that could stand in the way of him becoming successful in the new world. His parents had come to his family, had come to America slowly, one by one, as they could. Got put into a Catholic school. I don't know why. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Went on to the Naval Academy, which I think was one of the reasons why he didn't look Jewish, so he could pass for not being Jewish, which was easy because most people weren't Jewish, so if he didn't look Jewish, nobody would suspect. And he he was doing his naval stuff, graduating from the Naval Academy, was an ensign, got sick, and ultimately got discharged with a little bit of a pension. Out the door, he was, quote, retired. Of course, it wasn't enough, so he had to start working and doing various things. Didn't do very well. Struggled a lot. Tried to start a couple of businesses. He was mostly into hospitality, so hotels and restaurant, bar type things. And then he ended up in California. And pretty much, you don't want to say he committed suicide. He tried to commit suicide. He survived. But subsequently, just a few months later, he died anyway. And, but he did it in a horrible way. Dove off of a road into the drainage ditch next to it, full of rocks. Cracked his skull in two places. And boy, let me tell you. Anyway, so he died. I left my grandfather behind. And my great-grandmother, who I knew both of them reasonably well. Anyway, so I about the Jewish thing. Yeah, not Jewish, but still an Aaronite priest. That doesn't stop being so. Jews think they own that, and they don't. And that's tough, you know. Tough for you. You don't get to decide how priests of my ilk work. God gets to do that. And they concede under that power. Anyway, so there it is. Anyway. I'm done with my walk. Talk to you later. Only took 17 minutes, huh? I thought it took longer than that. Talk to you later. Bye.